This is Paris.
Hey everyone, I am so excited about today's guest, my little sis, JoJo Siwa.
Hey, I gotta remember. I remember last time, which was the first time actually that I met you in person, the first time I was like doing a Paris voice while I was with you right away. And I was like, wait, I don't talk like this. What am I doing? What's happening? So I gotta remember to not be calm. You just have like the most soothing voice ever. It's amazing.
Thank you. I know we had so much fun the last time you were here.
It was a blast.
Mm-hmm. And how's everything been? You've been killing it on Dancing with the Stars.
Thank you so much. Everything has been so good. You've been so supportive with Dancing with the Stars literally every single week. Thank you for posting. I appreciate it. My partner appreciates it so much. Literally, the first time that you reposted us, Jenna was like, oh my God, Paris Hilton just posted us. And I was like, yeah, she's one of my best friends. And she was like, oh my God, I'm dying right now. She was just so happy. And I was so happy too, obviously. And so I just want to say thank you for all that.
Of course. I love supporting my friends. And you have just been amazing on there. Oh my God. Like always getting perfect scores, the outfits, the looks, the moves. Like I'm really just blown away.
We have a lot of fun. We push ourselves really hard every week, but we have a lot of fun. So it's worth it.
Is there anything that's been hard about it?
Oh my God. It's more like, is there anything that's been easy about it? It's crazy. It's a lot and it's stressful. And every day, I mean, a different part of our body is broken. Last week, Jenna's rib was messed up. This week I have a blister the size of literally a quarter. I call it my Mount Everest blister on the back of my heel. It's my entire heel. Yesterday, Jen's shoulder, literally every day. Yesterday, my calf was acting up. Every day, it's something with our bodies. For me, it's like the dancing actually itself is really difficult. I know a lot of people will be like, well, you were a dancer your whole life, so it's easy, but it's actually not at all. It's so hard. Styles I've never done before. So I explain it like a football player trying to play baseball. It's completely different than anything I've ever done. And there's a lot of pressure, you know, and it's so much fun though, that it's like every day is better than last.
Yeah. I can't imagine. It looks like it's really hard just to learn all of those moves.
It's complicated. Every time that I get into day one of rehearsals, I'm just like, here we go. And I tell Jen every single day we start, I'm like, I feel like I'm a Chinese foreign exchange student right now. I know nothing. I'm literally learning a foreign language.
So you guys are making history by being the first to dance together as two women. How has that been on the show?
Yes, it's been so much fun. I mean, she's literally become my big sister. And so I'm so happy that we get to make history like this together. I remember when I first found out that, you know, I even was going to be able to dance with a female on the show. And I was like, A, for me, that's so amazing. But B, for the world, that is the most magical thing ever, to just show anybody who's watching, not necessarily just little boys and little girls, but anybody that you can not only love who you want to love, but you can dance who you want to dance with. And it just makes it more normal for people watching, like, hey, there's boys and girls dancing together, but there's also a girl and girl dancing together. And they're no weird. It's just, it is what it is.
Well, I love that. And I love just how open and honest you've been. And just, it's really amazing and inspirational to so many others. And I'm really just so proud of you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
How was that for you when you first, you know, came out and told everyone your truth?
You know, it was really nice. It felt so comforting. I actually, one of the first people that I told was Arda. And I met Arda at your house and I told her right away. And she asked me, are you going to tell the world? And I was like, yeah, when they find out. And she was like, well, what do you mean? And I was like, well, I have a feeling it'll just kind of happen and the world will just kind of find out. And that's pretty much what happened. And it has just been so nice to feel the love and support from all around the world, from everybody. I mean, of course, there's some people who don't like it, but there's a lot of people who do like it and who do support it and who are loving. And those are the people who I want to give my time and energy and love back to. So it's been so good. People have been so nice. It's just been a ride that's nonstop and the best ride ever.
Oh, good. Well, that makes me just feel so happy for you to just feel that freedom. And I'm sure just a weight off your shoulders.
Thank you.
Just to be yourself, because you are just everything, like this, like rainbow unicorn of fun and love. And I love your energy and everything about you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate all that.
This is Paris.
How has it been just having to do that? And then you just released a new film, you're doing new music, you have your brand. Like, how is it? I know how it is, but I want everyone to listen, because you are a boss babe like me, running an empire and doing so many things at once. How do you make time for everything?
You know, I think something about me is I love doing a billion things, and I feel like you can relate to that. You're actually the first person that I had ever met that I was like, whoa, you're like me. Like, I've met a lot of people who are similar to me and have the same thing, but I think we both really, when we were together, I mean, I'm not going to speak to how you felt, but I know for sure for me, like when we were together, I felt like, and I think we even talked about this, how we both were like, wait a second, we literally are kind of the same in a way, where we're running this big empire and we are a brand, but our brand is ourselves, but we have another side to ourselves. Like, we literally had the exact same brain and feeling at the same time. So, I mean, I think you get it better than anybody. I love working. I love creating new things. I mean, my movie, The J Team, just came out. I go literally Dancing with the Stars, the season finale, which hopefully I'm in. I obviously want to be there, but it depends on votes. So vote, text Georgia 21523 every Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern to 10 p.m. Eastern. And the series Dance Pop Revolution comes out. But the series Dance Pop Revolution, hold on, getting ahead of myself.
There's a lot.
I'm having the time of my life. I'm getting excited. See what Dance Pop Revolution comes out. Starts streaming on Peacock November 4th, which I'm so excited about. That's our new TV show.
Yes.
And then literally, I go straight into tour rehearsals. I go back out on tour in January, but my tour rehearsals and Dancing with the Stars schedule clash for like a week. So I'm going to have to, hopefully, I really hope I actually get to miss out on tour rehearsals, because I really want to be in the finale. So I'll catch up on tour later. That's the one time that I will want to miss rehearsals. So it's like life right now is just a tornado of excitement. And it's, you know, there's not a lot of time for sleep, and there's not a lot of time for fun and for playtime. I texted my best friend Rachel today, and I was like, what are you doing this week? And she said, when? And I said, what are you doing like tomorrow? And I was like, wait a second, I have a premiere party tomorrow. And she was like, yeah, and I'm coming to your premiere party tomorrow. And I was like, great, so I'll see you there. And she's like, I'll see you there. Greatest hangout plans ever. And I was like, that worked out perfect. So it's like, we just make it work and we have fun. And every step of the way is just a blast.
Well, yeah, you only live once. So you have to make the most out of it. And
that's
you
right.
Certainly are. So I just want to say, I commend you for that, and I really respect it, and I love seeing people who work hard and really deserve their success, and you are definitely one of those people.
Thank you so much.
And I miss you. I want to hang out again soon.
Absolutely. I miss you. I miss your puppies. I want to hang out with your puppies again. I want to go back in the doghouse.
So cute.
Literally anytime. I mean, if you text me right now, I literally have zero time with Dancing with the Stars, but give me like two. No, what is it? We have 3 more weeks left, hopefully. 3 weeks left. Really hope I'm going to be there. But listen, I might have a week off if I get eliminated. I don't want that, but it could happen. We're not putting that out there. We're manifesting.
No, do not put that out, that energy out into the world. No. Yeah, I've been so stressed as well, too. I have my wedding in less than 2 weeks. I sent you the invites. Did you get it?
I got the invites. They came and we were like, what is this? And then we opened it. We were like, Oh my God, this is everything. Your invites were amazing. So I can only imagine how your wedding is going to be. I am so excited. I'm so happy for you. I remember getting to meet your fiance. Was he your fiance at the time or was he still your boyfriend at the time?
He was my boyfriend at the time.
He was your boyfriend at the time. I mean, when I got to meet him, he was so sweet, so awesome. I remember talking to him while you weren't there and just the way that he talked about you, and you could tell how much he just loves you and respects you and appreciates what you do. It just, I was like, oh, he's good for her. He's the one. He's really nice. And yeah, he's the sweetest, and you're very lucky, but I mean, he's way more lucky.
Yeah, he's such a good guy. I'm really, really grateful to have found someone that I could really trust and open my heart to, because that was very difficult for me for a very long time.
It's, I think that's the hardest thing about what we do, is trusting somebody.
Mm-hmm. How are you in your love life right now?
Me and my love life, we're okay. Actually, I've yet to talk about this officially publicly, but we broke up.
No.
But she is literally still my best friend. I talked to her yesterday. She just got a new puppy. She's awesome. She's having the time of her life. I'm having the time of my life. So I'm really lucky that I didn't lose her completely, because, you know, even though relationships end, friendships don't have to end. And I think that's something that I even didn't know could happen. And I was very thankful that it can, because it's all I wanted. But I'm really happy that I remember all the fun times and all the good times, and nothing bad happened. It just is the definition of a cheesy saying of right person, wrong time. And I hate cheesy sayings, but they're true. But everything's good. I'm good.
Okay, good. As long as you're happy. But it is so hard when you have this hectic schedule. You don't even have time for a personal life. So
hectic schedule. And we're just both so young. She's 17, I'm 18. And we are literally best friends. And I would take a bullet for her. And I know she would do the same for me. And we just really, literally right person, wrong time.
Okay. Well, that makes me happy. At least you guys are still BFF. So that's good.
Exactly how I'd want it to be. Everything is exactly how I mean, not going to speak for her, but how she would want it to be too.
Good. Well, that makes me happy to hear. Yeah, I saw that you guys were at Disneyland, and I have not been there since the pandemic in 2 years. I need to go back. How was it?
Oh my gosh, we're going. I don't care what you have tomorrow. Well, I can't tomorrow. I don't care what you have the next day. Cancel it. You're going. You have to go. It's a blast. It's all very COVID safe, which is nice. But just there's something magical about being in Disney where you can't be sad and you can't be stressed. And it's like you just go there and you forget about the world for a minute.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite places. So we definitely have to plan a Disney trip together.
Absolutely.
This is 7 Sliving Questions.
Let's go. 7 Sliving. Let's go. What are they?
Okay. What is your spirit animal and why?
Okay. My spirit animal, I think, would probably have to be, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, the stress. Okay, I have a few. I feel like everyone's expecting me to say unicorn, and it's not. I'm feeling like what am I feeling like today? I'm feeling like a golden doodle puppy, because I just got a golden doodle puppy and she's the cutest little thing ever, but she just is a little like love nugget, and all she wants to do is cuddle and play and run around and be happy. And I feel like her.
What's her name?
Her name is Star.
Oh, really? That's my nickname since I was 2 years old.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
My dad, he only calls me Star or Starry.
Oh, so, I call her Starzy.
Oh my God, I can't wait to meet her, to bring her over for a puppy play date.
Absolutely.
So next living, what was the first thing that you bought when you earned your first check?
First thing I bought?
Like your first big purchase, like something that you were proud of.
I actually know the answer to this. I bought a MacBook Air with my first check from Dance Moms.
Okay.
I all the other girls had one and I didn't. And I wanted to be like them. So I went and bought one.
Yes. I thought you were going to say your rainbow piano with all the sparkles.
We actually, I rhinestoned my piano myself.
That was so beautiful. Your whole house is incredible.
Thank you.
Love your style.
Thank you.
So what is your sign and are you like your sign?
Okay. I'm a Taurus. I don't know enough about it to like say what I am and say like, yes, I am. But from my friends that know a bunch about horoscopes and all the things, they say I'm a Taurus.
Okay. Next is first celebrity crush and current celebrity crush.
Oh man, first celebrity crush. Man, I don't even know. Maybe like, I'm trying to think like little me, what did I like? I liked Ross Lynch. I liked Miley Cyrus. Who else did I like? I liked Justin Bieber, probably those three. Now, probably Zendaya. She's so cool.
I love her. She's so beautiful.
So cool.
Amazing.
And I love her because I think it's really cool how she can be like a bro and like a dude. And then she can be like this gorgeous woman stunning on a red carpet, full glam, and like pull it off. Like, it's so cool, the contrast that she can have. She's brilliant.
Yeah, she really is. I love her. Your first kiss, you have 1 minute to tell us everything.
My first kiss? All right, I'll take it. I was 16. I was right there.
Yes.
I was watching, I think we were watching Good Boys. It was like a 3-second kiss and I thought it was the world. Like, fully bragging that I had kissed someone for 3 seconds. I thought I was the coolest human ever. I went into my tour rehearsals the next day and I was like, you guys, we kissed? No, it was with somebody who I'd been friends with since I was literally like 2 years old. It was with a boy. I've only kissed 3 people in my lifetime, which is pretty great. I'm pretty proud of that. Yeah, it was fun. It was cool.
Yes.
it doesn't come with too much. I will say though, I thought 3 seconds was like, I mean, don't get me wrong, 3 seconds is great. But like, to me, it was like everything.
Oh, that's a cute story. Next one. What is the craziest rumor that you've ever heard about yourself?
Oh, the craziest rumor that I've ever heard about myself. A lot of press started to figure out that Kai and I broke up long before we even broke up. Like, they started to speculate about things. And that was always really funny to look at. I don't know. There's like so many small little ones. I think something that's really funny to me is the people that I've been like, people have been like, oh, they're dating. Yeah. Oh, they're dating. Like, even before I even had my first kiss, like, oh, they're dating. Oh, they're dating. Oh, no, I know. So there's this clip from Dance Moms, and Kalani, who's literally like one of my best friends, is doing her dance. And this went viral after I came out, and it was like, how did we not realize this? Because it's a clip of me like biting my lip and like looking Kalani up and down while she was like doing her dance. And everyone was like, oh my God, JoJo's in love with Kalani. And I was like, A, I was 11. B, I didn't know my left foot from my right in love world. C, Kalani's literally my sister who I love to death and hate to death at the same time. And she knows that. Like, we have a very sisterly relationship and I would literally go to a grave for her. But I was like, never in a million years would it be Kalani. But it was just so funny that people were like, oh my God, JoJo and Kalani had a thing. We died over it. I've known Kalani since I was 9. And so like 9 years later, people are like, oh my God, they were dating. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, I've had a lot of those rumors. One I've literally met once in my life or never met. And they're like, they were dating.
They're dating. Oh, you're like, okay, right. Yep.
That's beyond. Well, I know you have a very crazy schedule today, as do I. But I love you so much. I miss you. I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to see you. The wedding, it's going to be so much fun.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on here today, and I'll see you soon.
Yes. Bye, sweetheart, and good luck. I'll be watching.
Thank you.
Everyone vote for my girl on Dancing with the Stars.
Vote, vote, vote.
Thanks for listening to This is Paris. We love hearing from you. So leave us a review. Send an email to paris@iheartradio.com. Leave a voicemail at 833-87-PARIS. And follow us at This is Paris Podcast. Bye, babes.
Follow Paris at Paris Hilton and follow Hunter March, host of Eve's Nightly Pop at Hunter March.